Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Limits, I wanted to, before we move on here, express my just heartfelt thank yous to everybody who tweeted me and texted me. Mentioned yesterday that I was out for a while, in and out, and then out for a while because both my parents passed 6 days apart of natural causes, age right about 93 for both of them. And it was just crazy, almost like they couldn't live with each other. And it was obviously heartbreaking because you're never going to see them again. That's the thing that sets in. But I didn't consider it tragic by any means. It was the long, fruitful, wonderful lives. I just wanted to thank everybody, really. There's so many texts and tweets and emails. And one that just really hit me came during the break. I got a text from Derek Shelton.
Oh, wow.
And I just really, really appreciate that. He said, I hope you're doing okay, and condolences and thoughts and things like that. I mean, toward the end, like everybody, I was very critical, and that's, you know, part of what this job calls for. And sometimes you forget that everybody's a human being. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With families, like, you know, Mike Tomlin, we're critical of him. He has, he's everything that I know of him and have heard of him is he's a really good man, right? And he's been a good football coach too.
Yeah, I've ripped James Franklin to shreds and have asked for him to be fired, but I've had good interactions whenever I've had press conferences and interviews with him. He's a good guy.
That's another thing I thought about the other day is James Franklin after the game, seeing his daughter run out onto the field when he was staring out at the field at UCLA and hugging him. You know, there's a human side behind all of this that I think sometimes I lose track of. I think a lot of us do, but I'll just speak for myself. There is that part. You can't let it, I can't let it sort of, you know, sway me in what I say or what I write. But that just really just hit me that I got that note from Derek Shelton. That just hit me.
That was really nice of him to send that over. And for all of our listeners too, every day that when we're on from 10 to 2, it's like the family all comes together, you know? That's what it feels like for me whenever I see the people who text us and tweet us and call in, and so many people that are frequent that you start to get to know, callers that call in, I have conversations with before we put them on over the air. It's got a really nice homey feeling to it, and I'm glad that a lot of people are able to express that and share that with you.
Me too. Me too. And some of the stuff that happened, or some of the notes I received, a lot of them, actually, I was just reading them all to my wife last night, and it was cathartic. And Colin Dunlap, I don't know if you saw what he did. He did a wonderful thing on the AM side here, where he basically read the obituary. I think it was from a newspaper in Fredonia, which is where my mom passed, and did a tribute to them without ever having met them. And I played that for my whole family too. That was just incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, so I really appreciate that. And again, a lot of times in this business, it can be a fine line, as Bill Cowher used to say, walking the human side and then the I'm doing my job side, which is to be, call it like I see it part. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I saw Colin post that on Twitter. I read the whole thing when I got home yesterday, and all that it basically said confirmed what we already know, that your parents raised a great man that I get a chance to work with every day, and you have a hell of a family, Joe. And
likewise.
Your parents are very proud of you. I never got the chance to meet them, the honor to, but I know they're damn proud.
Well, thank you. And likewise, and one other thing that happened was it 10 years ago now? Close to it, anyway, that Chris Muller, Sean Gentile, who comes on the show a lot, we know him from The Athletic, Craig Riley, our boss, his wife, Rachel, and I can't remember if one or two of their children came on a trip to Buffalo. We did shows from Buffalo at one point. I don't remember if it was in advance of a Bills Steeler game, but they all came over to the house for Duff's Chicken Wings and Bocce's Pizza, where I used to work. And my parents never forgot that. Like, they didn't have to all come over. They could have gone out to dinner. They had small children. Craig and Rachel did. They didn't have to come over, Mulsey, but they did. They all came over to the house. We had a big meal. They, you know, were all interacting with my parents. My parents never forgot that. And so it's those little things along the way, those little gestures. And I also never forget that my daughter was unbelievably bored during the shows. It was at a big sports bar, and Sean Gentile took the time. She was like six to go play bubble hockey with her and stuff like that. It's just these little things that you don't realize it when they're happening that mean a lot, you know? They
matter.
Do.
The little things do matter.
True. Yes.
Sometimes more than the big things.
Yes. Anyway. I don't know why that, like, sometimes you just run out of emotions after stuff like this, but that text I just got from Shelty just knocked me for a loop. Anyway, where were we? Limits.
We were talking about the confidence level of Aaron Rodgers right now and how he's leading these 3-1 Steelers.
Yes.
And we have some people that would like to chime in.
I give him a B+ so far. You?
Yeah, B+.
Same thing. And I think... two things. One, that Pro Football Focus has been unfair in their rating of him ignoring obvious impediments. And two, I really believe there's something to the energy that he's providing from the top. This loose, sort of carefree, fun, let's just go out there and play. What do we have to lose? I'm not saying he's saying that, but I'm translating it as, what do the Steelers have to lose? Another playoff game by 3 touchdowns? Let's go here. What difference does it make at this point? For him, none. He might be on his final ride, and he's going to enjoy it. And as the leader, that permeates the team. I truly believe that, and I believe the opposite has happened when other quarterbacks here, perhaps through little fault of their own or perhaps through some, I don't know, exuded the exact opposite. Pickett by the end here, a broken man. Trubisky, broken in Chicago. Fields, maybe broken in Chicago. Russell Wilson, robotic. It just didn't feel this way coming down from the top. And with Rodgers, it does. I think there's something to that. I'll get to a call in a minute. Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. 50-minute mark on The Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 Peters Township. Cloudy today with a high of Ernie Stautner, 70. A low of Steve Furness, 64. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Limits. And I reiterate, too, that the band that played the national anthem last night in Jacksonville before the game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Was called City Limits with a Z, which was really a high point for this show over the last many months.
We're going to need the PA guy that announces, here to perform our national anthem, City Limits. Oh, we're going to need a drop of that.
Can we do that here? Can they get City Limits to play at Acroshore?
Man, would that bring the house down?
Okay, I'm looking up the City Limits. Here it is. About us. City Limits Band PR Team. And you have to get them to write and sing our theme song, okay? Chattanooga trio City Limits will sing the national anthem before the Monday's Jags-Chiefs game. It's made up of three brothers from a musical family. We got to do this. They're from Dayton, Ohio, for God's sake.
Oh, that fits perfectly.
No, that's an old band called City Limits. I'm sorry.
There's multiple City Limits bands?
Yes! This is about a band. Now I'm reading a story about a band called City Limits from Dayton, Ohio, who released a 45 in 1968.
The legend grows.
Ron was there covering the release of that 45. This is incredible. All right, who do we got?
All right, here's our friend Donald that likes to tweet at us all the time and is not a Drew Auer believer.
What's up, Donald?
Hey, Joe. Glad to have you back.
Thanks, man.
Everything that they said, parents would be proud and should be proud. And my condolences.
I appreciate it.
So real quick on the Jags. I like the Jags in terms of the AFC. They're plucky, which is a word from APL. They could have rolled over last night after the Chiefs scored late, and they didn't.
That was an impressive performance. And early. They were down 14-0. You're right, early and late when they had Lawrence throws a pick in his own red zone and then fumbles at the goal line, and they overcame all that. They're an interesting team to watch, but go ahead.
Interesting is a good one. But in terms of, good word, I should say, Rodgers, for me it's more cerebral when it comes to the offense.
Yeah.
And it's comforting. Like every time he walks to the line, it's like, okay, he's going to make the right decision. Would you feel that way about Russ last year? I mean, I wouldn't, you know, and so it's more of a feeling of he's going to make the good play rather than, oh, God, what's going to happen?
Or
and it feels like
that's a great observation. Comforting is a good word, or at least not make the bad play. I agree with you.
Yeah, especially in the red zone. And then last thing is, I think the players gravitate towards him, you know, while Russ kind of like push them away. You know what I mean? I don't know if that's the best word, but it's almost like they stayed away from him while they're trying to gather around Rodgers and his mind and his personality.
Good observations. And thank you for the call. One more, Limits, before we head into Nick Faribault coming up next.
All right, let's go to John. He's in the car.
Hey, John.
Hey, Joe. My condolences also. But their past will never go away. You always have them in their heart.
I have to admit that
I was not a fan of signing Aaron Rodgers because I thought he was washed up, you know. But I give him at least a B+, you know, because I think the difference is he's playing with house money. How many 42-year-old quarterbacks are there in the league? He's the only one. So, you know, it wasn't his first fumble. It's not going to be his first interception. And he's just having fun, and that's kind of cool, you know. You know, guys have that. Sometimes you can see that they don't feel that they're supposed to be there. So let's just play like it was high school, you know. And I think that's why he's playing.
Agreed, man. With every single syllable you just uttered, and I think that the cerebral part of the game has been really important too. So far, so good. And like you, I thought he was close to being washed up. There was a game in Buffalo last year where he was god-awful. Maybe that was just a product of going against what was then a very good Buffalo team and a very horrible Jets team. I'm glad that he's better than I thought he'd be. I'm glad about that. And I'm glad that the Steelers have been really entertaining. That game, now I think that I gave Mike Tomlin and his staff a lot of credit because we all said, the whole football world said, Ben Roethlisberger said, they're at a coaching disadvantage going into that game, and they out-coached Kevin O'Connell and Brian Flores. Arthur Smith and Mike Tomlin did that. However, I also thought at the end, Tomlin played what should have been a double-digit point win into a one-score win. The end of the game was just ridiculous, how he kind of looked like got talked into going for a fourth down. Okay, so you have the swashbuckler mentality, but then when you have a fourth and one to actually seal the game, then you punt. Can you imagine if they had lost that game at the end? Limits? That game was done.
I would create a t-shirt that says living in your fears on it and wear it every single day for the rest of the week.
They got to find a way to get a yard when they need one, no matter what time of the game, no matter where they are on the field. And maybe that little Connor Hayward tush push is the listen, you have Mount Washington pushing you from behind there. That's a pretty good ingredient to have on that play.
Did you see the Jacksonville failed tush push play?
No.
Trevor Lawrence jumped over the line and fumbled the ball.
Oh, yeah,
like
yeah.
Half inch.
Was that a tush push or just a QB sneak?
It was a QB sneak, but they ran it like a tush push where they had somebody behind Lawrence intending to push him, but Lawrence instead tried to just jump up and extend the ball over the goal line like he was Cam Newton.
That was really, really close to a touchdown, too, and I was getting very angry at the referees. It looked like Mahomes talked them into not calling a pick play at the goal line. It looked like on that interception I talked about where Lawrence gave them the ball inside the 20 or thereabouts, it was obvious pass interference on the Chiefs. The guy leveled a receiver. So here we go again with the Chiefs.
Wasn't it nice to see pass interference called against
yes.
the Chiefs, though? And holding
yes.
called on the kickoff return. I was like, yes, finally, they're actually calling on them in big moments. This never happens.
Finally.
It's usually the other way around.
The Jets have the first pick right now, Limits.
They're going to take Arch Manning.
All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.